AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House managers, all Democrats, presenting their opening remarks in former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. Trump faces a single charge, incitement of insurrection, when his backers stormed the Capitol building in an attempt to stop the certification of Joe Biden's election as president. Here's a Capitol Police radio exchange as Trump supporters swarm the building.
I'm going to try and get compliance, but this is now effectively a riot.
1349 hours declaring it a riot.
While the ex-president's lawyers say he's not responsible for the riot, prosecutors say he's more inciter than innocent. After telling backers for months an election that ended with him losing had to be a fraud, and it was up to them to stop it.
We're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now.
He told them how, where, and when.
Prosecutor Jonah Goose says it was no coincidence the president summoned them to Washington the very day Congress would certify his loss.
He sent his save the date for January 6th.
Lead prosecutor Jamie Raskin says what happened next is entirely to blame on Trump, a deadly riot that threatened American democracy.
He told them to fight like hell. And they brought us hell.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a visit to the Pentagon today, President Biden said he wouldn't hesitate to use force if need be.
But I believe force should be a tool of last resort, not first. I understand the full weight of what it means to ask young, proud Americans to stand in the breach.
Biden has announced sanctions on Myanmar's military in the wake of the coup there. Tomorrow, the president plans to visit the National Institutes of Health to discuss the nation's vaccination program. Nearly a year into the pandemic, fraud remains a major problem. Federal investigators say they have seen an increase in phony websites selling fake vaccines. This is AP News. Just under a third of those questioned in a recent AP poll say they won't or probably won't get a coronavirus vaccination.
The poll from the Associated Press found 67% of Americans plan to get vaccinated or have already done so. 15% say they won't. 17% say probably not. Dr. Anthony Fauci estimates 70 to 85% need to be vaccinated to reach herd immunity, but says if we only reach 60%, it's better than nothing.
Suppose we don't reach the 70 to 85%. I think it would still have an important impact on the dynamics of the outbreak. You wouldn't have that complete blanket or umbrella of protection.
He also says the vaccine is effective and safe, which is why it was approved. He got his shot on live TV. I'm Julie Walker.
Larry Flint, the one-time Ohio strip club owner who built Hustler magazine into an adult entertainment empire while also backing First Amendment rights, died today. He was 78. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.